Now the BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. President Trump has taken part in a commemoration marking 400 years since English settlers set up a local legislature in Jamestown, Virginia, an event celebrated as the birth of American democracy. Black political leaders and other Democratic Party lawmakers boycotted the event in protest at what they said were recent racist and bigoted remarks by the president. The United Nations humanitarian chief has accused the Security Council of ignoring a scorched earth policy by Russian and Syrian forces in northwestern Syria. Mark Lowcock said satellite photos of one town in Idlib province showed almost every building had been destroyed. Police in Sudan have used tear gas to break up protests in the capital Khartoum, where thousands of people marched to denounce the killing of five teenagers in North Kordofan state on Monday. The opposition protest movement has blamed a feared paramilitary unit known as the Rapid Support Forces for Monday's violence. Health officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo say a second case of Ebola has been detected in the eastern city of Goma. Correspondents say the announcement increases fears that the virus could establish a foothold in the densely populated city, which is close to the Rwandan border. The Nigerian government says anyone associating themselves with the Muslim Shia group, the Islamic movement in Nigeria, will be treated as an enemy of the state. More than 20 people were killed in clashes between members of the group and police in Abuja last week. The South African double Olympic champion, Caster Semenya, who has naturally high levels of testosterone, says a new court ruling has forced her to withdraw from the athletics world championships. She's appealed against a decision by the governing body of athletics not to let her compete as a woman unless she takes testosterone-lowering drugs. BBC News.